Oh, guys, I hate to break it to you, but I already started laughing so hard that I'm crying. It's season 5 of Vanderpump Rules. We finally made it to the reunion. Reunion part 1 starts now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I thought we were starting at that really loud scream where it's like, wow! Or am I thinking of the wrong Guns N' Roses? Oh, here we go.
Cue it up.
Stassi's definitely the king of the jungle. The lion. Hey, guys.
That's Megan's lion.
Hey, guys. Back again for another Pump Rules recap. We are
crazy tonight.
We're just kind of winding down, ready for this season to graciously make its way out the door. We had a good time watching, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
It got pretty good in the end.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
It's, to the jungle.
To the jungle. It's Megan Stecker back again. Just real quick before we do the rest of the intros. Jay's not with us this week. No. He's in Seattle.
Yeah. So a destination wedding, as you might call it.
Just kidding.
Hi, Jay. We miss you.
Just kidding. Jay's in Portland. But anyway, I am joined by...
Hey, guys. It's Jesse D'Angelo. You can find me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
These are personal jokes, and everyone listening is like, what the hell are they talking about?
And if you are and if you are watching us live right now, join us in the chat room. We have some viewers. So ask questions, give us your comments on what happened on tonight's Reunion Part 1 episode, and I'll be glad to share that. We actually have someone in the room right now from Austria. Says they haven't watched a single episode of the actual show this season, but never miss our after show.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, we're big in Austria.
I don't know how to pronounce it because the screen name is in Austrian.
Let's do our best.
Flutegul.
Flutegul. That was for sure butchered, but...
That's racist.
Tell me if I pronounced it correctly. Guessing I did not.
Well, I'm excited someone's joined us. One single soul. Let's just breeze through a couple details from the beginning, and then we can get into more of the thick of the reunion. It's always so hard to cover these, because it's like, nothing's happening. We're just talking about things that already happened.
Yeah, just kicking up old dirt.
Ooh, what do we think of appearances? How did everybody look?
Lala's number one, obviously. She looked great. Oh, I thought Tom Sandoval looked great.
Sandoval was the best looking, or best dressed guy there tonight.
I'm going to give Ariana top honors.
Oh, yeah, she looked great, too. Loved the blue.
Mm-hmm. I thought Sheena looked amazing. The boobs looked huge. They looked great.
I feel like the left side won and the right side was a little...
Well, I disagree. I think Stassi and Kristen look beautiful. I love their outfits.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you're right. Overall, if I had to pick a winning side.
Katie's dress reminded me of, like, Lisa's dress from when she married them.
Yeah.
Didn't Lisa have, the drawstring situation somewhere on her dress, like on the back or something? Or no?
It was the vibe. It was just something.
Maybe it was the long flowing sleeves that I had the same vibes as Katie's flowing sleeves.
And it's not pronounced Flustrigul, I was told. I pronounced it incorrectly.
Obviously.
Couldn't have guessed that.
Like I said, that's racist. You're like pronouncing IKEA furniture over there.
Right.
That's racist.
I picked up the most easily assembled piece of furniture called Flustrigul at IKEA.
And what was it, a coffee table?
I have no idea.
Okay, anyway, we're trying to be funny. It's not working without Jay, damn it. Like I said, the vibe's going to be all off because Jay's gone.
Thanks, Jay, for ruining it.
He's in Seattle.
I guess Seattle just has him tonight. Okay.
All right, so they were filming in downtown LA, not in the restaurant. I'm wondering, were they maybe doing some renovations, or did the group actually look too wide to fit them in? It was the same amount of people last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think that layered look, like how they do the tiers.
They were putting the seats behind. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I do like that they filmed in a studio instead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lighting was weird for me. It was hard to watch, although I know that our TV... the colors on our TV are a little off.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was very shadowy.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Someone in the chat just said, I thought he was in Portland, .. referring to Jay.
He is. Oh, God. Jay's going to have to clear up a lot of tweets. Andy forgot to say hi to Kristen.
I'm sorry, that
intentional
was so funny.
Or unintentional? What do you think?
He played it off really unintentional, but I think it could have been intentional.
She was the last one on the right, correct?
No. Brittany was after her, and then wasn't someone else next to Brittany? She was like smack in the middle.
I thought Brittany was before Kristen.
I thought she was too.
I'm going to pull up the scene chart.
Oh, I thought.
Because if she was the last one, then he can kind of get away with using that as his excuse. Like, oh, were you the last one? And I was going through, and then maybe someone started speaking, and he was just like, oh, yeah, let's get into it. Oh, hey, Kristen. But I mean.
Oh, I actually think that Kristen was on the end because she was across from James, wasn't she?
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm right.
Pulling it up.
Oh. Well.
I'm pulling it up.
She better pull some stunts next year. She was relegated to the very end chair. Oh, my.
I know. I feel like, was it even last year, too? There's just not much for her to be right in the middle of. And she doesn't work there anymore.
I mean, she's happy right
now.
There's no more
alley shots.
Kristen was on the end.
Boyfriend in a relationship where she's happy. Just like. Nothing crazy happened for her this season.
Kristen was on the end.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
Across from James.
I heard you the first time.
Oh, okay. normally active listening, had you been like, oh, okay, would have alerted me to the fact that
I'm sorry.
Heard me.
Jesse and I were having our own conversation.
look at me, guys. Look at me. it's like being a little kid in the pool. Watch this.
I'm like, what, drowning?
Jumping off the diving board.
Okay. So, Andy.
Belly flop.
Off the rails.
Andy starts off the reunion reliving Jax, Brittany, Kristen fiasco with Jax claiming Kristen was going down on Brittany. Those two girls are still in full denial that it happened. Jax still telling a very detailed story. Jax was like, then why did you say get out? We have to put our clothes on. Like, I kind of feel like something went down.
I 100% believe Jax. I feel like every time he has maybe lied, he always comes out and admits it later. I don't think he's ever carried a lie this long without admitting it. Like, that he was lying.
There's something about this I don't believe, but I don't know what I don't believe. I don't know if I don't believe the girls or if I don't believe Jax, but something seems weird and someone's clearly lying.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting how he was like, Jax, do you feel bad that you spread this? Because even if it's true, it was something salacious, and her family's very conservative. And he's like, no, I'm going to say what I want to say. It's my life. I'm like, you told this girl you're going to marry her, and this is how you treat her? You told the entire world this went down? He didn't have to say it on camera. He could have talked to all of his friends about it, not on camera.
Right, because that night wasn't on camera.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay. I'm going to revert back a little bit. I believe that Jax believes that's what he saw.
Okay.
I'm going to change that a little bit.
Agreed.
Because everybody was drunk. So I 100% believe that Jax thinks that's exactly what he saw.
I did like when everybody started, like James kind of got in on it. And he's like, this is just what Kristen does when her boyfriend's in the other room.
She hooked up with somebody else.
Wow. I was like, James, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Zing.
I feel like I've heard it before, though. Like, I feel like that's unoriginal material. Didn't someone else say that? Didn't Tom Sandoval say that?
I mean, I feel like our listeners probably also were, like, typing that into us, like, comments. Like, hello, Kristen. Ay. Any other...
I enjoyed James this reunion.
I did, too. It was so likable.
Yeah.
Even Jax thought he was likable.
I know. Why are they getting along?
Well, thank God, because they're sitting next to each other, so that was just...
Jax
and Brittany were the only couple not sitting next to each other.
Yes, and I was wondering why they did that. And I'm wondering if it's because Jax's whole storyline was being a jerk to her the whole season. So every time they ask each of them kind of the same question,
I think it's so
that they can't like rub each other's hand and be like, I got this one, babe, kind of a thing. You know, it's like they each have to answer. It's what my theory on why they split them up.
Makes sense. Putting him
next to James was flawless.
Yeah, I think that's why. They're like, we want that more than anything.
I like that they actually kind of hit it off on the reunion episode.
Yeah.
Because you've never seen that. You've never seen them get along, ever.
Well, whenever two people, like, can't stand each other on this show, they come to realize they're similar to each other. So in the same way, in the very end, Katie and Lala are like, or Schwartz, whoever, was like, you guys have so much more in common than you know.
Like, okay.
One of the times. And then it's like, Jax and James are getting along, but everyone all along has said they're the same person. And that's why Jax can't stand him.
He's you the better part of a decade earlier. Younger. It's numbers, people. I'm not being shady. It's numbers.
Just math. Same in any language.
Just math.
Yeah, any other comments on Kentucky Muffin Gate?
Not really. Mike Bowman says that he thought that it was intentional and that Andy Cohen seems to be openly shady to this cast more than on any other show.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
I'm here for it.
I am here for it. Look, they're very young in comparison to all. He has to put up with a bunch of, like, millionaire middle-aged women on all the Housewives shows, and they have his personal phone number, and they text him, and, you know, right. It's like, I won't do, you know, I think they are very threatening to him when they aren't shown in a good light. These kids just put it all out there. They're like, whatever, we're getting paid.
This is like his easy gig. He's like, oh, I get to go have some fun, and who cares?
He's like, they do stunts every year for me, no matter what. Every time we turn the camera on them, there's something sloppy going on. They're young. They're not threatening. They're not going to do the show again because they want that paycheck.
Well, right, yeah.
It's not like they have a rich husband at home footing the bills. Like, they're signing up again. He's like, this is his easy gig. He can say whatever he wants to them.
Exactly.
I've mentioned this in past episodes, but I find it so fascinating what Lala mentioned when she was in studio about drinking before every time they filmed. And I think it says a lot about the behavior that we see on camera, the bad behavior that pretty much most of the cast members exhibit on screen.
I like Sheena had such a great season, and she was not drinking when they were filming, and it just makes you have such more of a clear head. And when you're arguing with people that have been drinking all day in the sun, as we saw like the pool party flashbacks, it's like, you seem so sane and normal, and they seem nuts because they're inebriated and they're not making solid points. So it really is two different worlds if you choose to drink or not drink and then film. I think this show's been so successful because they do drink.
Oh, 100%.
And get sloppy, crazy, make a lot of bad decisions, fight.
Yeah, I mean, it's booze-fueled.
So good. My favorite show of all time.
The favorite show of all time.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, Big yes. Little Lies, what? I'm sorry, no. Vanderpump Rules.
No, Vanderpump Rules is the best show on television. Also, about 9 months from now, my Broadway show of Vanderpump Rules will be premiering.
We need to talk about that.
I know.
Such I love a good, the idea.
I love it, too. The working title is Vanderpump, or no, like Pump Rules Broadway. This is the working title.
Sky like Patterson. Colon,
Pump Rules colon Broadway?
Yeah. Okay. Just the working title, though.
Gotcha.
Sky Patterson in the chat wants to know if every cast member has slept with each other, and then he wrote, serious question, I want to know.
I mean,
a lot of them have slept together.
It's a very tangled web, so maybe if you do draw the chart, everyone has slept with each other in a way that, you know how they say if you sleep with someone, you slept with everyone they slept with before?
Oh, yeah.
So it might work out that way.
Yep.
I mean, Schwartz is definitely the only one who's always been dating Katie.
Right.
I think Katie hasn't slept with anybody else in the group. But Kristen
well,
and
Carter.
Oh.
Katie and Carter, and then.
Oh, they slept together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that. So then Kristen and Schwartz. Maybe we should draw this web up for next week if we can manage
Hold
it.
Hold on, I'm writing this
we
down.
We should have Jay Ellis draw it up because he wasn't here. That's like a punishment for not coming to the show.
I know. Seattle.
I like that.
Okay.
He can do it on the flight back.
From Seattle.
On his broomstick?
From SeaTac. Oh, my God. What? Broomstick. We are really off the rails tonight.
And then, and Mrs. Kenzel, I was going to say the same thing. Katie was with Peter, and so was Stassi.
Katie did Peter?
I think they mentioned that at the beginning of season one.
Oh.
Peter does the whole...
Because they were trying to explain in the beginning of season one
Tabitha said that Stassi was with Peter. I think they dated.
Stassi was with Peter. I knew that.
Yeah. I think Katie was too.
I didn't remember the Katie one.
Me either.
Wow. And someone goes, Kristen was with everyone.
Except for Schwartz.
Maybe.
Or she's like 2 degrees of separation when you throw Carter into the mix. So.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
The butt steak.
I was going to say butt
again,
steak. I
blah,
have
blah,
written
blah.
Down.
And we don't need to read it.
I don't
it,
like
though,
that word.
Lisa was shady, really shady to Sheena about having a prenup with Shay.
If you don't do it Lisa's way, you're doing it the wrong way.
And her comments didn't make any sense. She's like, I would have had a prenup with Shay. Well, it's like, well, she didn't know that he was an addict before they got married. And she really didn't have, like, a fortune she needed to be protecting. That's what she's saying. And she's like, oh, because of the way Shay is. And it's like, well, Shay wasn't like that until after they were married.
Well, yeah. I did agree, though, with a couple things that Lisa said. Number one, that Shay wasn't pulling his weight. And Sheena could have used better judgment, probably, knowing that if she continues on with the show, she's going to be making more and more and more money as the seasons go on.
Yeah.
And she's a primary cast member and Shay's not, so she's obviously making way more than him, and to protect her own assets. Mm-hmm. And I think that I understand what Lisa's saying, but I don't think she says it. Mm-hmm. The right way. She doesn't say it the nice way.
Right. I mean, I agree with Sheena. When Sheena was saying, like, you know, we were, like, really in love and about to get married, and, like, doing a prenup to us would be, like, putting a damper on that. Like, I get that. I feel that way. Like, wasn't it, like, J-Lo, who never had prenups and stuff with maybe the first two marriages? Like, it's...
Oh, I don't
you're
know.
In love, and you're expecting that you're going to spend the rest of your life together, and you're like, why would I...
You don't want to hear the word
prenup.
Yeah,
you don't want to hear it. You don't want to prepare for the worst, and you're also like, why would I get that? We're in love.
Because
of course
I
we're going to be
them.
Together.
Right.
So I'm with Sheena on this one. It's kind of like she was so young, she wasn't thinking I'm going to get divorced from somebody who's going to clean up my bank account. You
right.
know?
Interesting perspective from Casey Fountain in the chat room. Casey says, Lisa is headstrong and protective. She cares about these people.
True, but it also sounded like
but it's like great advice when it's too late. Like,
right,
what is this
okay.
going to do for me?
Like, yeah. Hindsight's 20/20, Lisa. Like, you already had your moment on camera to talk about this. Like,
yeah,
and that's
okay.
what most of her comments tonight seemed like. Like,
yeah,
she's just
like
it's time for a Lisa moment. Like,
yeah, like a really
prepared Lisa zinger.
Yeah, like really remember prepared. When he spoke to her about like Orlando? It's like she just went on and on, and it was exactly everything she had said in her interview
yes,
portions
yep.
during the show
and her speech at. The restaurant, which they flash back to tonight.
Right. And it's like, she just repeated.
You could see some of the girls, though, too, wanted to ride the wave of, like, I felt like a couple of them looked like, should I cry with her right now? Did
yeah.
you notice that?
Yeah. I saw someone wiping away tears. For sure.
And who said it? Ariana, when they were talking about that, the unseen footage with the text message, she was like, everyone's
yes.
just sitting in an apartment right now trying to one-up each other on who can seem
be sadder.
More sad,
yeah.
That's something I feel like that's very common these days when
right.
tragedies happen, even with like a celebrity death. Everyone's like, oh my God, I remember the first time I listened
yeah.
to a Prince song. It's like just
yeah.
freaking...
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Purple Rain. Like,
yeah.
come on.
Bradley Cooper grabbed the ticket at the deli counter in front of me, but let me go first. R.I.P. Like, it's like,
what?
No, it's just like everyone has
what
the strangest, like, everyone has the strangest stories about celebrity deaths. Like, they have to one up each other with, like,
this is just like his text the other night. We had no idea what he's talking about.
I was
about.
Like, what? Bradley Cooper's not.
Wait, just to fill in the audience.
No, not Bradley Cooper. Paul Walker.
Oh, you said Bradley Cooper, and I was so.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait, really
Sorry.
Quick. Bradley Cooper is still alive, everybody.
Bradley Cooper is still alive.
Wait, breaking news.
Like, wait,
no, yeah,
what?
Tell everybody the text message.
Okay.
No, we'll talk about it later.
But we just got this group text message from Matthew. We all had no idea what it meant. And finally, did you chime in first?
I said something first. He sent it maybe midday around dinner time, and it was regarding not this show, something else that none of us had really collectively spoken about. And he goes, I don't know why, but this made me think of all you guys. Like, so funny. And
we, none of us understood what it meant.
Nor did they think it was funny.
1:30 a.m., the other three of us, not Matthew's probably fast asleep, 1:30 a.m., we're all texting each other, I don't get it. I don't get it either. Why are you up? Why are you up? Like, so I just didn't get it just now when you were like, Bradley Cooper, R.A.P.
I meant Paul Walker.
The deli counter. I'm like...
No,
what?
I meant Paul Walker,
Jesus.
First of all.
Okay, I was going to say, first of all, he lives in my neighborhood. I'm trying to run into him while I'm walking the dog or something. I hope he's not dead.
I need to come visit you then. We'll look
okay.
for him together.
Yes, let's
we'll be
do
there.
It.
Paul Walker is what I meant.
I've done a sufficient level of Doty Detective Agency Googling to find his address. So we'll go walk the dog past his house and look. Take a look. See. I've got the address.
Gated community or no?
No, sir.
Oh.
Okay.
We're coming,
okay.
Coop.
Okay. What else?
Caitlin Armstrong says in the chat room that she was really disgusted about the text Katie sent and how Stassi and Kristen tried to defend it.
I mean, I almost see both sides of it. It's like, It's like they were home really sad and shocked and couldn't believe that people went out and had fun. They thought that was disrespectful. And then the people who are like, I'm out here supporting the community. I'm not going to sit home and pretend I'm sad.
It's one of those situations where everyone reacts differently, and I get both of them. Because certain things have made me sad sometimes where I'm like, I physically cannot do anything right now. I just want to sit and wallow in my own sadness.
It's funny because each side of that argument thought the other was disrespecting what was the day or how they should be acting.
Which in and of itself should be the common ground that they agree to disagree on in that situation, I think.
I don't think anybody needed to be rude to anybody about that day, but whatever.
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 That's why it was unseen footage.
Yeah, because I didn't know what they were talking about when Andy prompted them.
And I missed
what are they talking about? Love some good unseen footage.
God, I love a flashback.
Yeah.
That purple tone on it.
And then they randomly brighten... Like, the flashback with Lisa, it was, like, the purple tint, and then her entire outfit was bright.
Oh, still
like
in
the
full
bright
color.
Pink. Yeah,
still
I
in full
that.
Color. Fuchsia.
Little accents.
Love it. Okay, so they brought Lala out.
Yay. Looking like fire.
It was so good.
She looked so good.
She never really lost her cool. She definitely said what she wanted to say, and was pointing her finger and...
Sticking up for herself.
Got with a sharp tongue, told them how she felt.
Yeah.
But it was, she never like lost her cool and like lost making sense. It was a really good showing for her. She looked amazing.
Yep. Yeah, I was happy.
I felt like I agreed with her a lot of the time, and like Sandoval made the most sense of anyone. So zen and just.
Voice of reason once again.
Voice of reason. Well, and I feel like it was so satisfying because I think most of the audience, he was speaking as most of the audience. Like, if you watched the show, you feel how exactly what Sandoval was saying.
And the way he spoke to his frustration, I feel like is how we feel and how most people probably feel when they're sitting there like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You could see the gestures and the way his hands are moving. Like, are you kidding me?
Right. And it's such a, I'm sure, a gift and a curse, but it's a gift to be able to sit back and watch yourself as, you know, I can't watch myself as I go throughout my day and things I've said and done. To watch that, I would really think that those three girls would be like, I was wrong here. You know what? It's been 6 months since that's happened. It's been 9 months since that happened. I thought a lot about it. I took a lot of heat for it on social media. I am sorry.
Right.
And no one did that until the very end. Katie finally did. We weren't getting a peep out of Stassi and Kristen as far as apologizing.
I'm wondering if we will get that, though, within the next two.
Maybe. I mean, it's usually like Stassi does usually end up getting upset over something and apologizing.
Especially where she's been lately. Like, even some of the... I don't want to say blows, but some of the jokes that could have been taken as shady, she sort of let them roll off. Like, you could see her reaction. Like, she'd be like, and then kind of make that little, like, kind of a smirk. Like, all right, that was kind of funny, or whatever.
Right. Yep.
Right. Like, when James went crawling across the floor, and he was like, oh, you Stassi, I'm never coming back.
Right.
Came crawling back.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she laughed it off and didn't make
get
it
upset.
An argument.
Right.
Because 2 seasons ago, I don't know if she would have reacted that way.
Exactly. I don't think she
would've. Not her last season where she was wearing the black and white, like, checkered dress.
I didn't like that.
neither did I.
I just think she's in a better place now.
So do I. I think she's, like, a calmer Stassi overall.
Yep.
Even though she's still 80% true blue to the Stassi we know from season one.
Just some she's rough like edges a, have been smoothed over.
Oh, yes. What a good way to put it. All right, where does that leave us? You know what was kind of bothering me? I'm sure Katie was so happy, but Schwartz kept sticking up for her in the most annoying ways.
In like a new husband way.
Yeah, because it's like that's all they ever fought over. And so I guess he's like, look, to make her happy and to not get in fights, I need to support her. And he would stick up for her, but meanwhile, Sandoval's over there being like, no, all of you girls are awful.
But I think it's probably the best move for him to just defend her till the end.
Yeah,
He doesn't benefit from not defending her.
That's so true. Exactly. Yeah.
And look where it got them. I mean, that's why they fought.
If I were in his shoes, I'm sure I would do the same thing. But Sandoval just made the most sense.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when he said... Why, like, you girls can't admit that you provoked this. Like, it just goes both ways. Like, you guys started it and provoked this, and then you can't admit that she's only saying rude things back to you because you guys are rude to her first.
That's what was most frustrating to me watching throughout the season. Because, yes, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right and all that crap.
Sure they do.
They absolutely do. No. But when you come down to it, if you cut out all the back and forth, and the very first thing that happened was the girls ganging up on Lala before they even met her.
Yep.
But then you have Katie having this big moment of declaration where she's like, you know, talking about the OK Magazine party. You guys came up to me. How do you think I felt? Two people who don't know me came up and basically called me fat with the summer bodies. You know what I mean? Comment.
I'm like,
at least she was in front of your face when she said that. You saw a picture of her and made a judgment and were going around saying, oh, alluding to the quote-unquote real job she had by going to Italy, you know, that it's not a modeling job. Like, you didn't even meet her yet. That was based off her profile picture. She had a great ass. She wanted to show it. Who cares?
I know. They're very threatened by her.
I love that you said that.
Just being free and open.
But that's what bugged me so much.
It wasn't right. I liked Katie's apology, though.
Yeah.
No, I really did like that.
It was
genuine, I think.
I think so, too.
It was weird, because she stuck up for herself so much throughout this entire first part, this first episode. And then we get to the end, and she beautifully explains herself. She says, I just was in emotionally a really bad place. I said a lot of hurtful things I don't mean anymore. I've been able to reflect, and I'm sorry. And it was just so well put. It was strange to me that she stuck up for herself for that entire first hour before coming to that conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was just, you know, I gotta stick to my gun sort of a thing. And then as the, you know, just as filming just maybe sort of wore down on her, she's like, can I do this? Because I, how can I keep this up? Like, I really do feel this way. And, you know, from what we've all heard, it was definitely tough for her watching this season back and her edit and just everything that she went through. And so, but I appreciated her sort of not breaking down, but, you know, just being honest like that.
I think when cast members talk about the edit, it's hard to know what's true and what's not. I feel like on Housewives reunions, it's like, don't blame the edit. Like, New Jersey's coming to mind. I feel like Caroline told someone not to blame the edit.
Maybe
Danielle?
Maybe.
But regardless, it's just hard because I think we've seen the cast members have good edits or great edits or horrible.
And it's hard because sometimes, you know, all those things really did happen, but is it chopped up so much that, it didn't happen in that order, or they used something that happened later or earlier in a different spot? And, you know, are they just showing only four bad things that happened over a six-month period when that's not really how everything went down? I think it's hard. It's up for debate.
Like Jax, for instance, all season we saw him with his relationship storyline about, you know, wanting sandwiches or things not not going the right way for him. Even in terms of, like, his credit card being declined, those were, like, three or four separate instances where his card got declined, but we don't know what the circumstance was.
Right.
Was it the same card? Was it a lost card? Like, you know, but they just, they're like, remember that time in New Orleans? Pull that up and let's, you know, keep this storyline going.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then, but then you're left to wonder as a viewer, like, well, if this many times this person's, like take Katie this year, for instance, if you're like, she seemed so horrible every episode and she was always drunk and she was always fighting or she was always rage texting, like, you're like, she must really be like that. Like, it's hard as a viewer to pick,
to see anything but that when that's what you're shown. And I think that's why the, you know, the whole, the edit can have an argument for both sides, because I get people in, like, Andy's position are saying, you know, don't blame the edit because, like you said, technically
you did all those things.
Yeah.
But then the argument for the other side is, like you also said, you know, they chop things up, they're out of order, there are pickups involved, they just string things together, and, you know, as a viewer, like you said, what else can you believe?
There was one episode recently where I said Katie always has a sourpuss on.
Like,
they, you know, does she really, or is it just what they're choosing to show us?
Right.
So,
because that pairs well with the storyline they're showing, which is her, you know, not looking so great this season.
Right. What did, when they kind of brought Sheena into the whole Lala and revisiting that this year, they brought Sheena in by saying, you know, you guys really jumped all over her for apologizing to Lala, and her life kind of became hell. Like, Stassi really freaked out about it, made Katie freak out about it. How did you feel like that all shook out once everything had been talked about?
I don't know.
You both are like, I don't remember them even talking about that. So I mean,
one more time for the feminists.
Feminism?
What was the feminism line, by the way?
You're Miss California. Aren't you supposed to believe feminism?
Not even believe. She's just like, if you're a Miss California, aren't you supposed to be like feminism?
Yes. That was the greatest.
Yes, you are.
Yes, that was the greatest.
Aren't you supposed to be like feminism?
Wait, can you do Free People for me, Matthew? We're revisiting our greatest hits.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we all went to Free and Being Bob.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay, so what I had written down was, like, we're revisiting, like, Lala in the back alley, Sheena and Katie trying to talk out this whole situation. So Sheena was like, you know what? Thank you for explaining stuff. I apologize if I said anything that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. And then it got into this whole... Sheena's like, you know what? I'm afraid of you guys. I can't be friends with her and be friends with you. You won't allow that. They freaked out and said that's not true. And then Sandoval had to jump in and defend and say, yes, guys, she is right. You do say that you would not be friends. You said that anybody who would be friends with Lala is dead to you. Which we got a nice little clip to prove that one.
Yeah, a direct quote.
Yes.
How subtitles, not just on our TV, from that actual episode. Yes. I'm like, it is right there.
Bravo laid it out. How did you guys feel like that shook out?
I mean, the thing with that whole situation, I understand where Sheena's coming from completely. I think we all can. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've definitely had people before that was kind of caught in the middle between friendships. I mean, when I was younger, I want to say. Now I wouldn't put up with that. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I feel like it's not on Sheena, but you know what I mean? You can also stand up and be like, look, I'm going to be cool with her. If you guys aren't cool with that, then, you know, like, how much do you value that friendship? And how much of a friend are they if they're saying, I don't want you playing with that person?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
We're all adults. So in some form, she could, you know, stand up and be like, I'm going to be cool with her. Deal with it.
Yeah. And this is where I feel so bad for Sheena, because it's like she fought for so long. She just wanted to be accepted by them. And now that she has been, it's like Stassi came back and she started getting edged out. So it was like she almost wanted to keep it going with all three of them.
Absolutely.
Even more, because it's like, oh my God, they're trying to edge me out again. And then she couldn't be friends with Lala, and she was like terrified of them. Right. Kicking her out completely.
And we gotta have one new friend versus three. Like, I get that.
Right.
Math again.
I just feel terrible for Sheena. All she wants is to be accepted by those girls. And it's this, like, sorority clique that they do not want to let anyone into.
So, Sheena said at the reunion tonight that the three of you scare me.
Right.
I was afraid to say anything. And Kristen called bullshit on her and said that's not true.
I think it's true as a viewer. That's exactly what it seems like to me.
But I actually believe Sheena to be afraid of the other three girls.
Yeah.
Because she mentioned it when I hosted Kevin Undergaro's The Tomorrow Show, and Sheena guest hosted with Ariana. Mm-hmm. Sheena said that they're scary sometimes. Yeah. And
they're hardcore.
Yeah.
Together, yeah. Yeah. The three of them.
And that talk she had with Ariana that one evening where she was like, I can't tell them the things going on with me. They'll use it against me. Like, you could see, and she was crying about it. Like, you could see she actually is afraid of them. Yep. So I don't know why they're like, oh, that's BS.
You're just saying
they try to make people afraid of them. They try, like, literally, Stassi tries to make people do what she wants them to do. Like,
and she said, who
she
said tonight?
She said, you cower, Sheena. Like, you get the heat on you and you cower.
Yeah, once you get the heat on you, yeah. And then they were doing the flashbacks to that pool party when Stassi was insane.
Oh.
Talk about
that
a meltdown.
That was the worst. She, for like 2 weeks, could not be on social media. She was having the worst time of it. She was telling people to leave her alone. And she was like hysterical, upset, because people were being so hard on her for how awful she was being in that episode. And to see a lot of those flashbacks tonight, she was probably like, oh God,
that
why?
Is roof. And again, it's like what you said, when you have someone who's sober in that fight, mm-hmm. and then you have the complete opposite end of the spectrum, because Stassi was wasted and Sheena was sober as ever.
Mm-hmm. Another great point Sandoval had about that whole thing with Sheena and the three girls was that Stassi and Kristen enabled Katie's stressed out bad behavior rather than trying to talk her off the ledge. Slow clap. I mean, what did he make? 10 amazing points tonight? And you know what's the craziest part? Is like, I felt like the girls weren't trying to fight back so much.
There's nothing to fight back with. He was absolutely right.
It's just like...
they were just like... When they do their pursed lips and shake their heads, like, that's what he was getting from them. Because they were like, whatever. Fine.
Well... Yeah.
Sure.
Well, if you're right, you're right. But I'm not going to agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the sentiment.
Oh, God, it was so great and refreshing to hear Tom that whole time making so much sense.
And he said that to us, too, when he was here. I don't know if it was on air, but I feel like he said, like, that's how I'm going to be the whole time. It was very, like, okay, trying to be the voice of reason and just explaining things in the way that we were discussing how most viewers are probably watching it.
Yeah, because they had just taped it, a week before he was here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're well-constructed points of view.
Yes. Very much so.
Just very like mine so. Here on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Just like
you. The Brittany said she's closest to Sheena, so I guess maybe that's another reason they split her off on the other side of the seating chart. So maybe talk, because Brittany's friends with everyone, but she's like, you know, I am friends with Sheena. I'm closest with Sheena, and she's confided a lot in me.
Do we really get that from the show?
I mean, we haven't gotten that from the show. Okay. I didn't know that. So the fact that she's also friends with everybody, she was saying, is hard on her.
Right, but I loved seeing that, and I'm glad she said that because I wouldn't have known that from watching this season that they were that close. But it just shows you can be friends with everyone and be sort of middle ground. She doesn't care.
Yeah,
it's working for her, you know.
Yeah.
There are a couple good points in the chat room going on right now. Caitlin Bolts says, "I think Stassi is just so happy to be back in Katie's good graces. She'll basically do anything to defend her. And yes, Tom and Ariana are a good couple." And then JJ King said, "I wonder how they would act next season if another girl who isn't trying to impress them joins the cast."
Oh my God, I love that point of view. Who said that?
JJ King.
JJ. Yeah, because it's like Lala's not trying to impress them. She's not trying to be in their little clique.
And that's what it is. They don't want someone in the clique, but they want the new person to want to be in their clique. And Lala don't want none of that.
Yeah, Regina and George. Nobody wants to be in your Mean Girls. Plastics.
She don't want to sit with you, okay?
Lala did not want to sit with them. That's their problem. She's the Janice, okay? Was that her name, Janice?
Yeah, Janice Ian.
Yeah. She's chilling on the side. She's like, that's the problem with you plastics. You think everyone loves you. We really hate you.
Did anyone else feel like there could be a friendship between Stassi and Lala moving forward in future seasons?
Didn't they dabble in being nice to each other for a second?
On air?
On the show? No. I'm thinking of Stassi begging Ariana to be her friend. Isn't that funny? Those three girls want everyone to want to be in their group. And Stassi is so offended that Ariana does not want to be her friend.
She doesn't care.
Right. It's exactly. Another person that doesn't care about the being liked.
They don't want to sit with you.
That's what we've got here.
That's what we've got.
You gotta pick your lunch group. You got the nerds. You got the jocks. You got the potheads. Pick your group.
And you got Lala and Ariana. Chilling by themselves. Content. Chilling. Happy as a clam. That's my clam.
Did you plan that on your way here?
I did not.
That was impromptu?
I mean, I've done the clam before.
All right, I'm out of things I wrote down. Anybody else? Anything fun? It's so hard to cover these reunions. I hope we're not boring the audience. Next week we'll have a sex web chart to show of the group.
A sex web show.
To liven up the show. I'm going to do the chart of everyone that slept together.
Yeah.
And we might tape a little fun video for you all to...
We have another surprise coming as well.
For you all to feast your eyes on. Sir Back Alley style.
I died when they said back alley.
Oh, yeah, same.
Because they said it so seriously. They're like, you know, I thought that, like, that back alley moment was...
I was laughing so hard, and I was like, why am I laughing so hard when they talk about the back alley? But I think it's because it's just, like, this legendary phrase now, the Sir Back Alley.
And it's just so funny about all the scenes that are filmed by a dumpster.
I know.
It's just so funny.
I mean, if you really go there, it's a disgusting back alley with the dumpster and some broken chairs from inside the restaurant.
It's like this glamorous, well, or overly designed restaurant, then you go back next to a dumpster to film these scenes.
I bet they do light it pretty nice, though, for when they do start filming. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just outside on my break. I'm just going to go take my break right now, but the person I'm in a huge fight with is going to happen to be waiting outside. It's all lit up. I'm going to go take my break right now.
I love when they have a scene back there with someone who doesn't smoke, because there's no,
there's nothing to do.
Working in a restaurant, if you don't smoke, you're not back there.
Right, exactly. And there's nothing to do.
And every once in a while, they won't even be on their phone, so they're just sitting there.
Do you notice how no one's smoking on camera anymore except for, like, James?
Yeah.
I didn't see Kristen smoke on camera this year.
Yeah, you did.
When?
When she went out to talk to Tom in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Was it New Orleans?
Don't even talk about him. You know, you can't even mess it up. You can't even mess it up.
I actually think, did we see...
Isn't that what she said?
Something like...
Didn't one of the guys smoke a cigarette?
Didn't her and Tom have one next to each other? Because she came out and he was smoking and she was like,
you guys understand... Hey. I would freaking love to work at a detective agency with Kristen. Like, we would go sit on a stakeout in a car. Like, oh, my God.
Matching black outfits.
Ugh. I mean, the trench coat, the Carmen Sandiego hat. Like,
where in the world is Kristen Doty?
What is wrong with you?
Let's not pull at that thread.
It'll unravel.
Okay, we're running out of time. Next week, my favorite person on Earth, Stassi's little brother, is going to join
us. I'm so happy he's going to be on.
As Lala's going to be still there.
Joining the reunion, not joining us in studio.
Correct. Sorry.
Stassi's brother will be in studio.
Sorry, joining all of you and us on television on the reunion. Not
here.
It
looked like he was asking Andy about sex with women.
No, I think he was talking to Jax or someone else across the...
And that's what I thought, but then they showed Andy's face, and he was like, "Oh, because obviously Andy's gay, so I didn't know if he was."
Said you like having sex too much or something like that, and I thought he was talking to Jax.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Gotcha. I also enjoyed Andy's little quick chat with the chefs about the staff that was enlightening. Yeah.
It was funny because he was doing his best to speak in Spanish, and then half the time when they were responding, he was like,
"His face meant I have no idea what you're saying."
They probably had to edit around someone being like, "Okay, so this is what they just said." Now say
They still think, in summary, they still think Kristen's crazy. It's so much better now that she doesn't work here, they said. They think that Kristen and Brittany probably did hook up. They think Brittany's the hottest. Katie's the hottest. And then what else did they say about Brittany? They, like, love her the most.
The cooks in the kitchen?
She's really nice. And they said her boobs.
And her hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because Andy's
trying to talk about her hair, and they were like, and the big boobs.
Yeah, it's like, of course Andy says that. The gay guy says the hair. Because they were
grande.
Like, she's really nice. And he's like, oh, yeah, the hair. Yeah. And she's like, no, boobs.
I was impressed with Andy's Spanish.
Yes. Were they trying to feed him that line by line? Because he was saying it so painfully slow.
Yeah. See, I would speak Spanish like that, too. That's how I do it.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I was impressed. Yeah, it was a lot of words.
I'm like, hola, how are you? ¿Cómo estás? They're like...
That's my extent of Spanish at work. I'm always like, hola, mi amor. Ayúdame. Yes.
Hola, gracias, amigo.
Gracias, mi amor. Like, it's very limited. I'm not speaking whole sentences. Asking about girl-on-girl action, but...
Yeah, that's canon.
Yeah. Well, Andy had it down. All right. Oh, my God. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Next week we'll be back with some surprises, like, you know, the sex chart of the cast. What should we call that? Like the Vanderpump Rules
web of sex. We'll work on it.
I'm so happy this is going to live on the internet forever, by the way. I know. My poor parents.
I'll text you around dinner time, and you guys won't be expecting it or know what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. Okay, great. R.I.P. Bradley Cooper. where can we Where can we keep the conversation going online, guys?
You guys can follow me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo. And Jay, who's not with us, you can find on Twitter at still underscore jealous and on Instagram at don't underscore be underscore jealous.
Oh my God, ooh, so good.
I think so.
Do you know I was going to do the same thing? So hashtag jealous.
You could call him in Seattle as well.
Oh, man.
You know, he's like, I am not in Seattle.
He's actually in Portland.
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And I'm Megan Stecker. You guys can find me on all platforms at Megan Stecker. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Okay, stay tuned to my Twitter. I know I've been teasing something really big happening, but it is happening kind of soon. If it's not happening really, really soon, it's happening kind of soon. So stay tuned.
It's a good
one. It's really close to the Vanderpump Rules family, let's say. You might want to stay tuned.
I'm intrigued.
Sorry I haven't been able to share, but I'll try. Oh my God, and Chyna was on Watch What Happens Live tonight. I'm dying. It was like like while we were in here. I'm dying.
We gotta go.
I gotta go. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
I gotta go home. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Welcome to the jungle.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.